There's been a big jump in the cost of new mortgages, according to figures from the central bank. With existing tracker mortgage holders already experiencing a sharp rise in repayments, the latest data suggests banks and building societies are now beginning to pass on more of the increase in ECB rates to new borrowers. Central bank figures show the average interest rate on a new mortgage rose to just over 3.5% in March, compared to just under 3% in February. Meanwhile, lenders have again been urged by Minister for Finance Michael McGrath to consider offering long-term fixed rates to mortgage holders in difficulty. His comments follow a decision by Tullamore Circuit Court to order Pepper, a leading mortgage servicer acting on behalf of a so-called vulture fund, to give a cheap long-term rate to a couple seeking a personal insolvency arrangement.
I welcome the judgment. I believe that loan owners and mortgage providers should be offering fixed rate options to their borrowers. This is an issue I've raised directly with them and also with the central bank. At present, under the Code of Conduct on mortgage arrears, the lenders are only required to consider the alternative repayment arrangements from the suite of options that they offer. So they're not required to consider all of the possible options. And we know, for example, that Pepper has not been offering fixed rate product solutions to borrowers. And I do think for some customers, that certainty of knowing how much they will have to pay over the years ahead is very valuable. So I welcome the judgment, and it does just show that the systems we have in place through the insolvency process, through the Code of Conduct and mortgage arrears, can lead to improved outcomes for borrowers, and hopefully we will see more such outcomes into the future.
The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath. Well, typically funds that buy distressed mortgages don't offer fixed rates, and many repaying these mortgages are faced with variable rates, which would be higher than those from retail banks. Let's talk now to Mitchell O'Brien, who's a personal insolvency practitioner with IRS Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Now, good afternoon, Brian.
I think, Mitchell, you were involved in a not dissimilar case with a not dissimilar outcome. What's the significance of these court rulings, and in particular the one that we've been reporting and just hearing about from Tullamore?
Well, the personal insolvency legislation allows for a PIP to fix mortgage interest rates, even if a creditor doesn't offer fixed rates. And a court can force the fixed rate on the creditor if they say no. As we stand at the moment, the PIP and the personal insolvency route would appear to be the only show in town if your mortgage lender won't work with you and fix your rate.
So what's the situation then? What's the situation, Mitchell, facing borrowers who are putting forward these arrangements, seeking some sort of fixed rate deal and being turned down?
Well, the majority of people that are applying for personal insolvency arrangements currently are on modest and pretty much fixed incomes. So by definition, they can't absorb unanticipated interest rate increases. In the 10 years from 2013 to 2020, there were some 100,000 informal ARAs, alternative repayment arrangements, agreed by mortgage lenders and their borrowers. And we would see that at this stage, likely a third of those are compromised due to the rate increases. And that's on top of another 25,000 long-term mortgage arrears cases where no solution has been identified by the mortgage lender to date. So you add those two together and you're talking about greater than 50,000 households in the country that are in arrears and in danger of losing their home. Mm. And to arrive at a solution for those people, it's incumbent on us to look at fixing the monthly payment. And one of the mechanisms to use to fix a monthly payment is to fix the interest rate. And the courts are now looking to permit to do this.
And the funds themselves, they've acquired these loans at a discount, haven't they? So at a rate of, say, 2.5%, which was the figure set in this particular recent case, are they still making money?
Well, if you consider if that fund purchased that mortgage at a 50% discount, getting 2.5% on the loan balance is the equivalent of them getting 5% on what they spent on the mortgage. And I think this is the issue that both Ms. Just Justice Baker in the High Court in the Hayes case previously identified the difference between a vulture fund or an investment fund who purchased a loan and a mortgage originator like AIB or Bank of Ireland who have an ongoing cost of funds. So I'm not sure that this judgment applies to somebody who has interest rate increases with the bank that sold them the mortgage in the first place. And it's more specifically tailored to those with investment funds.
So is the message then now from these court rulings, the message to the vulture funds and those operating on their behalf, do these deals come to an arrangement? Because if you end up in court trying to fight this, the likelihood is you'll lose.
Well, as commented by David Hall this morning, PIPs and courts have acted to recognise the impact of increases in variable interest rates for people in mortgage arrears where the central bank have sat on their hands. So yes, the funds are going to have to look at offering both fixed rates, but more than just fixed rates. There's no point in them offering a fixed rate at 8 or 10%. They've got to be reasonable fixed rates. And if they don't, well, borrowers in arrears should contact a personal insolvency practitioner.
Mitchell O'Brien from Insolvency Resolution Service, thank you very much for that.